Here's something I'm going to play one more time because I like the way it sounds. Horace Roth was the greatest salesman that ever came down the pike at WKLO. And when I was there, I think Horace was in, you know, Horace 200-300 years old. And he cut this one day down in the production room, and it was just wonderful, absolutely wonderful. This is the way a boogie-woogie radio station should sound.
The new KJ100. WKJJ-FM. Louisville gets down like a dog.
Here's Mike Davis. You're one hell of a woman.
WKLO.
Ron Lake, the rock and roll pig on WKLO from 1974. That was fantastic, Ron. And Ron was here with us live yesterday morning. He had to go back to Nashville where he is currently doing some promotion work for radio stations now and is off the air. And said he really misses it, but he's doing good and enjoys what he's doing. So anybody that remembers the rock and roll pig from 1973 and 4, there he is. It's 2:13 on Saturday afternoon on the 1080 Days of Future Past. And here with us this afternoon on mic is a guy that worked in the same building that we did and came to the radio station in 1974. And we just didn't know what Ron did for a long time because he worked on the FM, which was at that time. You want to tell him about it, Ron? You just do it.
It was WKLO-FM, and we changed to WCSN. Am I on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Close. You have to get close to that
yeah.
one.
Okay. And it was beautiful music. You know, they said the most beautiful music in all of Kentuckiana. And I'm not sure what I was supposed to do either. That's why I got canned a year and a half later. But
you got canned too?
Yeah, but doesn't everybody? Oh, doesn't yeah. everybody in this business?
Well, particularly from Great Trails, like Bill Bailey said, yeah. that Great Trail's right out right. the front door, man.
But I didn't recognize you when I came in this morning, Bob. Why is that? You appear different.
Well, because my hair is about 27 inches shorter. I actually shave now. And I wear different kinds of clothes. I actually wash them and iron them. I even put in fabric softener and
basically,
little things like that.
Basically, he doesn't wear clothes at all. He just puts in the fabric softener when he takes a bath.
Only that was Bo Brady's wife. You know. Now you can see why Bo is the way he is.
Only Bill Love takes his clothes off on the air. I was here when that happened.
Yeah,
that was quite thrilling.
The big streak event.
The big streak event. But I used to come in at 6 o'clock, go downstairs, and do my early morning show on WCSN, and you guys were rocking upstairs. Let's see, Gary Major and...
We were playing the world's most crummiest music. That was Frankenstein, and now here's Ray Price and For the Good Times on KLO.
And you wanted to make it sound as treble as possible, you know, that speeding up of the turntables and as bright as possible.
Boy, you know, a lot of people have brought up the speeding up of the turntables. We'll talk about that again in a little bit.
Yeah, but I was in subdued radio, sterile radio, you know, it was almost what you might call pause radio. We would announce a number, and then you would pause about 3 seconds
and
before
go.
The reel-to-reel.
Take a big deep breath. Yeah.
Right. The time is 8:14, temperature 55 degrees, and now this traffic report. And you'd listen to another station.
Right.
We don't do that anymore, do we? Plagiarize traffic reports and give a
try. Want to make a bet?
And then pause, pause, pause. And then another number by Mantovani and the Strings and Deep Purple. And then another.
Now, Ron, did you ever do rock radio or Top 40 or anything like that?
Yeah, WVLK, as a matter of fact, in Lexington.
Okay.
Yeah. I followed a guy named Artie Kay on the Mighty 590 at WVLK.
Third cup of coffee time on the Artie Kay show.
Good. He was the Wayne Perky of Lexington.
Yeah.
You know, he had numbers off the charts.
Do you know he cut off MacArthur Park halfway through it one time in about 1970, and I almost went up to Lexington and committed my first murder.
No.
Oh, I'll never forget that.
But we were talking about insecurity in this business. I guess we all know about insecurity. And I have...
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Alan's over here going, no, I don't
yeah,
know
Alan.
About that.
But, you know, I have been with one station in this market now for 10 years.
WXVW.
Yeah,
over
the
in
big XVW, that's right.
Which is,
years.
Tell us the story of what it's going to do.
Well, our owners have purchased Wave Radio, and if the FCC gives their approval, we're going to be changing to 970 on the dial.
Yeah, and a lot better signal.
And with that same great format. I heard someone call in this morning, and Bo Brady said, you listen to WXVW? Man, you're getting old. We ain't getting old. We're just getting better, man.
That's right.
And we have the discretionary income now. Means we use a hell of a lot of discretion how we spend that income.
Yeah, and it kind of goes along with the oldies format in a way that's going across the country, and they're taken in different segments now. You know, like from the 50s into the 70s, and yours is more from the 30s into the 50s.
Some 30s, but actually 40s and the big band
into the 60s.
Right, 50s and 60s. Yeah,
yeah,
with now some tunes from the 70s and the 80s.
Right,
but. Listen, you know, there are a lot of folks out there that remember things that happened to them when they got married or had children or went to World War, and that evokes a great emotional response.
Uh-huh. You know, I've talked to a few of the guys here at DJX about, I think they're really enjoying this, but, you know, most of them are young, like under 30, and have been in... this business a few years and are really getting into it because DJX is really a step up from most places, and then there's bigger markets, you know, like Pittsburgh, Chicago, Philadelphia, whatever. But these guys are really on the case, do good radio, and you know, in a way they're kind of going, God, these guys have been around for a long time. And I looked at a couple of them, you know, Christopher Randolph and Mike Shannon in the evening, and said, just think, you're going to be doing this in 20 or 30 years. Believe me, you know. And Chris Schiebel, the program director of DJX, he said they had a reunion at the first station that he ever worked, but he couldn't make it. But they had one a while back. So it's like we all get to this point. And I'm 42 years old. I'm not afraid to say it. And started in radio late, actually, when I was 24, and wanted to do it when I was 11.
Yeah, so did I. I started after I got out of the Army. I went to a little station, WHIR in Danville, and applied.
Which Johnny Randolph is
now doing
mornings.
Right, yeah. And I think
he's general manager down there.
General manager there now. Started there in 1961. And they had an opening, I'll never forget, called The Night Hawk. And boy, that really was appealing, you know. Went in, and they gave me a piece of copy to read, and I was shaking like this, you know. Got through the copy somehow. The guy says, what do you need? I said, oh, 50 or 60 bucks a week, you're hired. The Night Hawk for 2.5 years.
What year was that?
61.
61, wow. When Alan was... playing things from the WKLO Treasure Chest.
Yeah. Right. We had one of those echo chambers. Now from the Whirland Weather Watch. Have you got an echo chamber here?
No. We don't have anything but, you know, these buttons and a transmitter and tower, and that's it, and a few tape machines.
Well, thanks for asking me on today. I have two teenagers, 13 and 16, and they listen to DJX FM. And I told him I was going to be on DJX. What time, Dad? We're going to listen. You know, you're going to play down some of those sounds we love. So if you've got a real hot rock and roll sound here.
Let's see.
What do we got?
I think maybe...
Something by Guns and Roses or Poison or... No. We can't go that far.
Let's see. Let me look back.
All right. Sure.
While I'm looking, just briefly talk about, you already said you started out in Danville at WHIR.
Yeah.
Right down the road. And where'd you go from there? Just kind of chronological history.
Oh,
here.
Brother, we were talking about how many radio stations, you know, you have an opportunity to work for because for one reason or another, tenures are rather short in this business. I went from WHIR in 1964 to WVLK, Mighty 590 in Lexington. And then a fella called from a competing station there, WLAP, and said, would you like $10 more to work a week? Sure. You know, $10 or $20 more a week. What the heck? So went from VLK to LAP, and then came to Louisville in 1973. And that was when I actually joined WKLO-FM. And I was thinking of some of the names. Ty Meredith was here as news director.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie Thompson was... what was Bernie's...
Bernie was the sales manager
of WKLO,
yeah.
And, of course, Ernie Guttridge was general manager.
Right.
And we had the DJs on KLO AM that we just mentioned, you and Bill Love and Bo Brady and so forth. And then after getting my pink slip here, I went to WUOL. Do you know the call letters, WUOL?
Right.
Yeah, the University of Louisville radio station.
Right.
And I was manager there and morning announcer for the classical format for a couple of years, and then got out of radio and went legitimate for a while into a business, fast food business, Long John Silver.
You didn't try to get out of radio, did you, Ron?
I tried.
Naughty.
Haven't we all tried to get out, and then it's like the roar of the grease paint. Somehow you just have to keep coming back.
Well, so, I said I was going to get off the air, and I have succeeded to do that so far, but not stay out of radio. So.
Well, what are you doing now?
I'm sales.
Okay.
In sales.
All right.
In Elizabethtown.
In E-Town.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And it's all right. AM-FM station down there. And doing real well. Oldies on AM, WIL, and country on FM, WKMO.
So you went legitimate. You found out where the money was.
Well,
and the security.
And I still do commercials, like it, you know.
All right.
And Bill Evans, who owns WQXE down there, I wish he was back here today because he came through when Randy Etcher and Johnny Randolph were in here. He came through right after they got here, and I was waiting on him. But, yeah, he's been down there forever. He used to be in sales here. So, you know, sometimes you come, be a jock, or sell at a radio station. The guy does good commercials, too. He's got a good voice.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you go to another market and own a radio
station. Exactly. The ultimate ambition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been great. I've been listening throughout yesterday and today, and what a pleasure to hear some of these voices that, you know, were stalwarts, were monuments in this market, and back now, and we're almost mummified.
Right. Well, they can't see that on radio.
No, that's true. It's not a vision.
Well, you were at WCSN, which stood for Charles Sawyer Network.
Yes.
From 74 into, what, 75 at
that's
some
right,
time?
That's right, 75, August 75.
And then went over to WXVW.
No, WUOL, University of Louisville
Station,
for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then tried to get out and make some money. And radio just kept calling me back, you know, that calling. And went to XV in 80. So I've been there almost 11 years.
So you were the first announcer on WCSN.
That's right.
And I did news on there while I was at KLO.
Yes, I remember now. You'd come down and with the little cart and insert the card in the machine.
Yeah. And believe it or not, at night it would be like, it's 6 o'clock on the big 1080, you know, doing all that stuff. And then hours before or later, it would be like, here's the news from WCSN.
WCSN.
And you couldn't say forced busing during the news.
That's
you had
right.
to say desegregated busing.
Right.
You know? And, of course, I didn't want to get down in the middle of any of that anyway, but it was just real interesting to be wear two hats like that, be a jack of all trades.
Sure.
And I used to do news while Bo was on Saturdays. And every time, you know, I went out and got about 3 hours sleep, he'd always come on after the news and go, well, Bob, what'd you do last night? And he would be the guy that was with me. You know,
he knew what you did last night.
About four or five of us, you know, and he'd always try to put me on the spot. And I remember one day he came in, his eyes were red, my eyes were red. We hadn't had much sleep. We'd partied all night long, and he looked at me and said, I think I died and came back to life last night, but just barely. I'll never forget that. We both felt like hell all day. Ron, you've you survived being canned from Great Trails, just like a lot of us did.
A lot of us did.
And I'm glad you did.
Yeah. So am I. Still here, still kicking, and still loving radio.
So, yeah. Ron Chilton, who was the first announcer on WCSN, which five and a half years later became the new KJ100, and then a few years after that, 6 years later, became WDJX?
I must admit, I simply cannot keep up with the changes in the call letters.
I know.
But you've got them written right down there in front of you.
Yeah, I've got a whole big list of them.
And this is the last day, right, for WDJX?
AM.
Louisville.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And, of course, the last of the KLO crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.